In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Center.
The American Embassy in Namibia is offering free training in product design and development from 15 to 18 July in Windhoek. This extensive training program is aimed at university students, entrepreneurs and professionals. This will include practical learning sessions on product development and design techniques. Program leader Eric Gorman speaks to In the Newsroom.
The Innovation and Product Design Bootcamp is a four-day immersive hands-on experience where participants are going to be walked through a realistic challenge. And through that experience, working together in small teams and in groups, they are going to learn some of the latest and best practices for how to solve problems, how to take the risk out of innovation, how to develop ideas and take them from a concept all the way through to a prototype that you can ultimately test with a target audience. So it's really a series of best practices and activities that are designed to take the risk out of innovation and solve really wicked or difficult problems in a very short amount of time with a group. We have had the privilege of delivering this boot camp to all types of participants from all different types of backgrounds all over the world, including many times in the US, but also internationally in the UK, as well as in the Dominican Republic. And we're thrilled to be able to bring this to Windhoek. The boot camp is gonna take place on July 15th through 18th. And we are going to be working, hosting the event with our local partner, Dalolo, at the village in Windhoek. And we're also really excited that we're able to do this through the backing and support and financial backing of the U.S. Embassy in Namibia. So the boot camp, the value of this experience, this four-day experience, is that you get to work together on a realistic challenge. You get to learn by doing. So we're not gonna be sitting there talking at people and lecturing them and telling them, hey, this is what this is all about. We're actually gonna be walking through a series of activities, and each participant is going to be doing the activities and going from an initial challenge, a realistic challenge, to generating ideas, mapping out which options are the best options to then build or form into a prototype. And we're going to be also learning from my colleague Jeremy Losaw, who works for a really great Inventus company called Inventus Partners, where he basically takes ideas from napkin sketch all the way to a final develop product that you can buy off a shelf. And he's going to be doing a really cool Internet of Things IoT lab, where we're going to be working with some really great different software as well as physical products to basically learn how to rapidly build physical prototypes. And we're going to be then applying that knowledge, helping teams apply that knowledge to their own ideas that they're going to be presenting and sharing out with the rest of the group. So at the end of the day, after you walk through this experience, a person is going to have intimate knowledge of how to go from a challenge to an idea and then ultimately form that into a realistic prototype that they can get reactions from a target audience. And that methodology, that approach is just very valuable. It's a very valuable skill no matter what background you come from, no matter what industry you work in. Even if it's a personal problem or a personal business or a big, large company, it really doesn't matter where you come from. This problem-solving methodology and approach is really valuable for a lot of different cases and a lot of different uses. And our hope is that people walk away with not only excitement for the process, but also just practical skills they can begin using right away. As soon as they walk out of the boot camp, they can begin using these skills on all sorts of problems that they face. If you're interested in the bootcamp or want to learn more, check out our website, We Are Wiley. That's WEAREWILY.com/Namibia.
In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Center.